Since 1994, Lunch with the FT has transformed the celebrity interview into a cultural institution. What makes these encounters so compelling? The genius lies in the disarming nature of sharing a meal, creating moments of vulnerability that traditional interviews rarely capture. Even Oprah has named it among her favorite reads. From Richard Branson discussing sustainable living over New York cuisine to Bernie Ecclestone refusing to let the FT pay for lunch, these encounters provide unprecedented glimpses into the minds shaping our world. The format has proven so effective that many publications have attempted to replicate it, yet none have matched the distinctive blend of culinary commentary, financial intrigue, and personal revelation that makes these lunch interviews a weekend ritual for readers worldwide. There's something uniquely revealing about watching powerful people navigate both conversation and cuisine simultaneously. The seemingly simple matter of who pays for lunch becomes a fascinating power play in Lunch with the FT. While the format dictates that guests choose the venue and FT pays, this arrangement often becomes a stage for status displays. Media mogul Richard Desmond ordered extravagantly, testing the FT's expense limits, while billionaire Bernie Ecclestone insisted on paying, not from courtesy, but as an assertion of control. Jean-Claude Juncker approached his meal with the same careful diplomacy he brought to Brexit talks. The check's arrival often reveals the most about guests. Their instinctive reach for the bill, or lack thereof, speaks volumes about power dynamics in these high-stakes encounters. James Ferguson's illustrations have transformed Lunch with the FT from mere text into visual storytelling since 2004. Working with cotton paper, watercolors, and inks, Ferguson doesn't just draw portraits, he captures essences. Without formal fine art training, Ferguson approaches each subject with remarkable intuition. When tasked with illustrating Gwyneth Paltrow, he struggled with capturing her luminescent quality. How does one draw radiance itself? His illustrations have become as integral to the experience as the conversations themselves. Readers eagerly anticipate how Ferguson will visualize each personality, whether it's the intense focus in Vitalik Buterin's eyes or the measured confidence in Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's posture. Unlike photographs that capture a millisecond, his illustrations distill hours of interaction into a single telling image. They represent not just how someone looked during lunch, but who they were in that encounter, their mood, their energy, their essential character. Through Ferguson's artistry, readers gain a visual entry point into these high-profile encounters, completing the sensory experience of being at the table with some of the world's most fascinating figures. I have met two big destroyers, Gorbachev and Cameron, Jean-Claude Juncker declared over lunch, a candid assessment rarely heard from active political leaders. The meal setting creates a disarming environment where even the most media-trained politicians occasionally drop their carefully constructed facades. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Liberia's groundbreaking president, spoke with surprising frankness about placing her sons in key government positions, contradicting her public stance against nepotism. Nigel Farage cultivated his carefully crafted persona as a blokish bloke who yearns for a bygone Britain while simultaneously positioning himself as an outsider fighting the establishment. Between bites at the lamb in London, this performance revealed his political genius, embodying contradictions that resonate with his base. Zimbabwe's Emmerson Mnangagwa demonstrated the political art of selective disclosure, entertaining ideas about economic reform that might please Western observers while skillfully deflecting questions about the Matabeleland land massacres. Even tech leaders who've entered the political sphere show their true colors over lunch. Sheryl Sandberg's meal revealed how she balances Facebook's sharing ethos with carefully controlled messaging, particularly when discussing the platform's role in spreading misinformation. When Ethereum creator Vitalik Buterin peeled prawns with nail-bitten fingers during his lunch interview, the moment captured something essential about today's tech visionaries: the contrast between world-changing ambition and disarmingly human quirks. Demas Hassabis of DeepMind approached his Cantonese lunch with the same methodical thoughtfulness he brings to artificial intelligence research. His conversation seamlessly bridged neuroscience, gaming, and programming while carefully navigating AI's ethical implications. Whitney Wolfe's lunch conversation illuminated how personal experience shapes innovation. The Bumble founder's candid discussion about sexism in tech demonstrated how the best solutions often emerge from lived frustration. Perhaps most revealing was Zoella's lunch, which showcased the new breed of digital entrepreneur. The YouTube star's seemingly casual conversation revealed sophisticated understanding of authenticity as currency in the attention economy. Her careful balance between endorsements and genuine content highlighted the business acumen behind her approachable persona. What emerges from these encounters is the understanding that technology's future isn't being shaped by algorithms, but by people with distinct values and visions, complete with their contradictions and complexities.
When Isabel Herpert enthusiastically discussed both LARPIGE's culinary delights and her challenging role in Elle, she revealed how great artists approach their craft with the same passion they bring to life's pleasures. These cultural figure interviews capture luminaries in rare moments of reflection, away from the practiced responses of press junkets. Nobel laureate Wole Soyinka used his lunch to navigate complex terrain between his fierce political activism and literary legacy. Between bites, he moved from discussing Nigerian despots to celebrating emerging female African writers. Carlo Ancelotti's quiet reflections over wine revealed a football manager whose philosophy contradicts the stereotype of the fiery coach. His calm approach to leadership, focused on nurturing players' self-direction rather than imposing his will, offered insights into why his management style has succeeded across Europe's top clubs. Edna O'Brien's lunch conversation wove together the trauma that fuels her writing with unexpected moments of lightheartedness. At 86, she reflected on how her groundbreaking novel, The Country Girls, challenged Ireland's conservative norms. Woody Harrelson's vegan meal became a platform for his unfiltered thoughts on everything from marijuana to the creative process, revealing an actor comfortable with his contradictions. Bernie Eccleston's reflections at Hyde Park's Bar Balloud revealed the pragmatic mindset that transformed Formula One into a global empire. His matter-of-fact view of the $8 billion Liberty Media sale showed how he saw money simply as a scoreboard in a game he mastered. Richard Branson, over lunch in New York, demonstrated a contrasting view of wealth as a platform for advancing personal values. Ed Thorpe, the mathematician investor, shared his analytical perspective on Wall Street's ethics and early warnings about Madoff's scheme, showcasing how he applied mathematical precision to both gambling and investing. Former Saudi oil minister Ali Al-Naimi explained his controversial decision to maintain oil output despite falling prices, while Aliko Dangote discussed using wealth to transform Africa's industrial landscape. These conversations revealed that at the highest levels, money serves as more than currency. It's a scorekeeper, a vehicle for values, an intellectual challenge, or a tool for transformative change.